actually, surprisingly enough, a lot of people will recognize me, and then they're introduced, you know, to my husband, and it's pretty funny for him, because, you know, he's very, very well known in the sports arena. So when we're out together and people come up and they're like, oh my God, I had your album when I was a little girl, and even other athletes that grew up on my music, you know, it kind of gives him a big smile.
Hey. Wow. Okay. What can one expect when they listen to this new project?
Well, I think it's going to be one of those type of albums that you put in your car and it won't come out.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm not just saying that because it's my album, because I've had my own albums and I'm like, okay, now it's time to take it out the CD changer. But I think people will put it in, and it will just be one of those staples in the collection that it just won't go anywhere.
Our guest is Dillion Richard Sheffield. And Dillion,
yes.
We have seen you grow from a little girl to a woman. I mean, Dillion, I feel old.
I'm a mama with three kids.
Oh, wow. Wow. How do you stay in the industry for, I'm talking about the longevity, and what gives you that drive?
You know what? I love what I do. I love to sing, and I love singing for the glory of God. I love watching people be touched by what's coming out of my mouth. And I think that gives me the drive. Just the right heart has given me the longevity. You know, because it's not really about me. It's just about, you know, doing what God wants me to do. And that has just kept me around. It's not, you know, trying to get to a certain level, a certain peak. It's just saying, okay, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And me being obedient and doing it.
Is there a song that will minister to someone who's going through a lot of pain and wondering, Lord, when will this be my season?
You said which one of the songs? Which one of my songs?
Yeah. Well, is there a song on the project that will address that?
I think the whole project, really, whether the song is more upbeat or slow, I think there are songs on there that are going to minister to the person that felt like giving up or has been in so much pain, because just out of my own experience and my life experience, you know, we've experienced a lot of that. You know, I'm married. I've been married almost 10 years. So having the ups and downs of being married, I mean, that in itself is, I'm sure everyone can relate to, being a mom and knowing and praying for your children and wanting them to turn out to be wonderful, you know, kids, going through just life experiences and things that may come to affect you where you feel like, you know, there's no more hope. I've been in all of those situations, and I think the music translates that. And I think when people hear it, they will hear that through the music. They will be ministered to in whatever situation that they're going through.
You mentioned you have three children.
Yes.
Is there one of your children who has that bug to sing?
You know what? I think my middle son, I have all boys.
Okay.
But my middle son loves music, and he sings, and he's 2 years old. But I tell you, if I don't care if it's somebody's drumming on the table, it's like, he's into it. Sometimes I catch him in the car, and he's listening to music, and he's just feeling it. Like, what two-year-old closes their eyes and just, like, where you're, like, looking at him, and he's just really feeling the music. I mean, like, in deep, deep thought.
Wow.
So I don't know about my my youngest one. He's 6 months. So I don't know how much of the music bug is going to get him, but I do believe that middle boy will probably make some great strides in the music business.
When will the project be out, or is it already out?
The project will be out September 16th in the stores, or it can download it on iTunes, or go to DeLeonMusic.com and check it out.
And finally, what do you expect for this project?
You say what?
What kind of expectations are you putting on this project?
You know what? I think when people hear it, it's just the word of mouth alone. I think when people really hear it and it gets into their spirit, it's going to catch like wildfire.
Okay. DeLeon, we thank you for your time. And
thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And we speak none but blessings on your new project and everything that you touch. And may God continue to bless you. And may you continue to have this great longevity in this gospel music industry.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's our guest, DeLeon, Star 94.1. And we welcome our guest, Tanya Baker. Tanya, how are you?
I am wonderful today. And you?
Good, just good.
Good.
Are you excited about your new project?